Ever since Congress placed Texas under a section of the Voting Rights Act, one lawmaker says, the legislature hasn't gone through redistricting without violating it. I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News. In this week's PolitiFact Texas Check-In, I'm joined by the Austin American-Statesman's Gardner Selby. Thanks for being here.
Ready for some history?
Sure am. I see you built a detailed chart for this time travel of a check, but way before you built it, you might say somebody said something about something else?
Correct.
Who said
State
what?
Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, Democrat from San Antonio, well known as chairman of the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus. He was the speaker. He was talking up the need for the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. Now, that's the civil rights legislation that originated in 1965.
Now, Section 5 applies to southern states, including Texas, right? They must win federal pre-clearance for changes in election procedures, and that includes...
You can now go directly to law school.
That includes making sure that every time they redraw congressional and other districts after the census, the feds get to approve it.
Yeah, they get to pre-clear. That's well put. I would add only one thing. This section forbids any actions bridging or denying the right to vote on account of race or color or membership in a language minority group. Now, Martinez Fisher said that since Texas was put under the section in 1975, the legislature has never gone through redistricting, that's redrawing those districts, without violating it.
But we both know how those never statements draw the examiners at the truth meter. What did you find out?
Well, let's give a salute, please, to the Texas Legislative Council. Where's my banjo? Plus expert attorneys Michael Lee of Dallas and Steve Bickerstaff of Austin. They eased our trip through this 30-plus years of judicial and legislative history. The council, which helps legislators write legislation, has put up online decade-by-decade timelines. These timelines helped us pinpoint, can you have a drum roll here, 9 of a dozen major redistricting plans advanced by Texas from 1981 through 2012, 9 of 12, drew federal objections that were tied to Section 5.
So does this mean that 3 plans got Section 5 approval?
Initially, yes, though 2 of those were later changed by federal judges who were citing discriminatory effects. Only 1 plan survived untrammeled.
So how did Martinez Fisher explain his never statement?
He pointed out correctly that in every round of redistricting, it's once a decade, in each of the 4 decades, at least 1 state-approved map of districts drew Section 5 objections.
So how did this statement rate?
Half true. It is partly accurate. Every round of redistricting, as discussed, drew the Section 5 objections. But there were those 3 plans that initially won Section 5 preclearance, and 1 of those plans survived its decade unscathed by either the Justice Department or federal courts. In this way, saying never, we thought that was misleading.
All right, then. And, of course, anyone can see this full fact check and others at PolitiFactTexas.com, including that big chart that y'all put together.
You bet.
Gardner Selby is the head fact checker for the Austin American-Statesman's PolitiFact Texas, and I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.